for USA Radio News. I'm Jesse Edwards. During a press conference, Rashard Brooks' family became emotional while speaking about his death at the hands of an Atlanta police officer. His cousin talks about the last time he saw Rashard alive.
He was always happy. He was always smiling. And you'd have to kill him by one of his family members. Because he wasn't that type of dude. Life shouldn't be this complicated.
In California, Governor Gavin Newsom held a press conference touting his state's response to the coronavirus pandemic.
We never made the case that the stay-at-home order was a permanent state. We wanted to buy time. We wanted to mitigate a peak and a spike. And we ultimately wanted to save lives and prepare for a pandemic that needs to take its course.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called police chokeholds a lynching when commenting on upcoming police reform legislation.
Look at what we're talking about here. Let's do the best we can, not the minimum that we can in this. This is about justice. It's about redressing past grievances. It's about let's see what we can do. I mean, chokeholds? Am I missing something here? Chokehold is a lynching. It's a strangulation.
During the White House Q&A, President Trump accused the media of not covering the leftist takeover in Seattle properly.
The radical left press doesn't cover it. They're acting like nothing happened. You turn on the news, you look at the news, you don't even see stories about it. If the right ever took over a city, conservative Republicans took over a city, it would be the biggest story in history.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Supreme Court hands the LGBT community a big win. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has what the ruling means to possible future rulings.
In a 6-3 ruling on Monday, the Supreme Court says an employer who fires someone for merely being gay or transgender violates Title VII of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. Fox News judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano says this could open the door to more lawsuits.
I think it probably does. The Civil Rights Act of 64 prohibits discrimination in public accommodations and in employment. So even though this decision today just involves employment, people will use the language, the rationale of the 6-3 majority to make other arguments for public accommodations as well. Again, only in the 17 states, I'm counting the District of Columbia, only in the total, so it's 51, only in the 17 states that don't have a state civil rights law that protects sexual orientation.
Horse jockeys competing in California won't be allowed to strike a horse more than 6 times during a race, according to a new rule approved by the California Horse Racing Board. Representatives from the Jockeys Guild, along with riders Mike Smith and Aaron Greider, had urged the board to wait at least a month before voting to allow more time for a proposed national rule on whip standards to be implemented. For USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards.